And now in studio now I have, and last time November, Doreena Shaldice, and she's the organiser of the Darndale Arts Festival. Much more than that up there, Doreen, aren't you?
Oh, thank you very much, Noel. It's great to be here again, and I want to thank you very much for inviting us back. I'm one of a whole team that have been involved in the organisation of the Arts Week. But yeah, I've been working in homeschool community liaison for the last 6 years.
And what's involved in that now?
It's really working with as a link person between the school, the children, the parents, the community, and all of the agencies in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. It's been a real privilege working with the parents up close.
Okay, cool. Because, I mean, you hear all the parents' councils and all this sort of caring. You imagine that that's all functions sort of naturally because of the committees and all like that. Yeah. But it doesn't really, does it? I mean, you need someone there to coordinate, don't you?
Yeah, it's really important to have a person that is someone that is always available and dedicated to the community, the parents, the community of the school. That's the main prerogative the parents would have somebody to come to in the school. The idea is that, you know, the parents of the children in the school would have somebody that will be linking them in with their kids' education and with their own, if they want to, going back to education themselves, that I would be a person that would be able to steer that process and just make sure that the links are strong, with a view to breaking the cycle of disadvantage that may have been quite a strong hold back for people in the past.
Okay.
There's no reason why it should be.
Yeah, you're talking about adult education there, of course.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, I remember talking to ladies recently down in, I can't remember, Target, I think. No, it wasn't Target, it was the other one over in Kilbarrick. And they were celebrating a couple of years, and they were saying, going back to adult education for them. And the stigma attached to not being able to read or write or whatever, it's dissipating a little bit, but it's still there, and it's sort of hard to get that across, isn't it?
It is. It would be a real strong passion of mine. I think I agree with you. There was a stigma, and there's no reason why there should be anymore, because there is such support. NALA, National Adult Literacy Association, offer classes and courses for anybody who has any level of difficulty with literacy. So I would have really encouraged parents with that message to go back, take that step. It's a very courageous first step, and you'll never look back.
I think it's the threshold. Crossing the threshold is the big thing, isn't it?
And I'd love to say a thank you on air. I didn't think we'd be talking about this. I'm delighted with the opportunity to say thank you to Pat Aiton for her support in NALA down in Colossidulig Adult Education Centre, for her support of our parents over the last 6 years.
Okay, now we're talking now about the Darndale Arts Fest. And even though it's not as long as it normally is, you're adding stuff to it all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, it's quite an organic fest.
It is, yeah, it's growing, so it probably end up will be 2 weeks, never mind a week afterwards.
Well, the highlight of the fest will be an organic event in the garden of the New Life Centre, eating strawberries and cream. So that'll be the highlight, I'd
say.
Okay,
tennis as well now.
Lawn courts. So like you were saying, it is shorter than November. I was here with you in November last, and we had a full week, and we had a robust budget on a full week's activities. We had lots of arts people coming in from outside, and a lot of volunteers as well involved in the school and the community for the Arts Week in November. So we decided we would try and shift it to the summer and see how that would be, because it'll be quite a different energy.
And is it a two-yearly thing?
No. I think this is a little unfortunate that it's so close to the last Arts Week, in the sense that we would intend it to be an annual event, but we needed to shift it to the summer months. So we thought we'd give it a shot at a smaller version.
It's like a transition, okay?
Yeah,
that's good. I was just wondering about the way the budget was, you know, smaller, but that's obviously because of the transition that you're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
So people will say next year it'll be definitely in the summer, and then it's back to its original form.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes in the summer. Yeah. You know the way summer is in Ireland. We can't be guaranteed that our strawberries and cream will be eaten
if
you'd be doing it glorious last week, sunshine.
If you did it last week, it might as well have been November.
That's true. I know. And then if we had it today, it's heavenly.
Absolutely
out there.
Beautiful. Okay, as you said, the Strawberry Cream Garden Fest. Give us an idea of some of the, there's, of course, the Arts and Crafts, the talent competition, and the music workshop. Tell me about the music workshop. That sounds interesting with Sphere 17.
Oh, yeah. To be honest with you, the events for the community, yeah, they will happen over mainly over 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. There may be a few things that will come in the meantime, because, as I was saying, it's kind of a movable feast. But the highlights will be the strawberries and cream garden party at 12 o'clock on Thursday. That's next Thursday, the 18th of June. The music workshop, I'm diverting the question because I'm actually not that familiar with that particular one, because, and I'm not even sure if that one is happening, but we have a couple of music workshops happening in the school during the week, which I'll go into in a minute.
Okay.
We have the main events in the community will be on the Thursday, when we have the party in the garden party, and then we have, that's 12 noon, and then at 2:30 after school on that day, we have a play coming to the school that will be targeting the group, I think last year last November I was saying to you, the one of the aims of the Arts Week is, or the Arts Fest, is to link all the agencies and have this fluid movement from one agency to the other throughout the Darndale and Belcamp area. And the Golden Years caters to the elderly people of the area, and they this play will be performed for them. But it's not just for them, it's for the whole community, and it'll be running in the junior school. So there's a lovely link there. So that's happening on Thursday at 2:30. And it sounds very interesting, its theme. The play is called Dumping Ground, and the group is called the Uncut Diamond Players. And the play seemingly deals with family tensions around an ageing population, you know, ageing people at home, and what to do and how to cope. It's quite a common issue, and I think it might be a comedy or tragicomedy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, tragicomedy. Yeah.
So that's Thursday, and then on Friday we have an arts fair from 10 to 2 p.m., 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 p.m. in the village square. So there's a lovely village square in Darndale, at the village centre, and it's tailor-made for an outdoor event, and we weren't able to use it in November because of the weather. So it's really a perfect venue. So we'll have arts and crafts from the area, from the local artisans and craftspeople and artists.
Yeah, I remember one time the president visited there, and it happened to be a pretty beautiful day as well, and everything was happening outside, and of course there was entertainment put on, and it's a beautiful square for that type of thing. Absolutely.
It's lovely, yeah, and you can have music. There's great sound effects in there because it's quite contained.
Yeah. You could pretend you're in Venice in St. Mark's Square.
Yeah, there's even a balcony up high. Yeah, I could do a Juliet impression.
Yeah, I'll do the Romeo one.
Okay, great. That's a date on Friday the 19th.
the changeover also with the... tell me about the school events that's happening as well.
The school. Now, the thrill for us, those of us who work in the school, last year was... to see the impact of the Arts Week on the children in the school. It you know, one of the intentions of Arts Week for us is to immerse the children in the arts for the week, and to give them maybe a taster of all of the arts in a way that they may not get otherwise. You know, they may go to an occasional play, or we bring in quite a lot of stuff into the school during the year, and we take them out as often as possible to different events. But this is like this concentrated immersion in the arts, and the thrill and the delight in the children is palpable in the school for the week, in both schools, junior and senior.
As regards the community itself, what sort of boost do you think it gives, or does it give a boost to the community, this type of thing, when it goes on and they see the kids and the reaction, and then the community go to watch, and then they want to be involved? Does it have an ongoing effect in the area?
I would love to think it did. I think it couldn't but have a positive impact. I would love to see the community, I said before, mobilise, it just sounds like a very strong word, but to actually come and partake of all of the events that are on offer. Everything is free. Their children will be enjoying everything that is available to the community and to the school. So for the children to see the parents involved and enjoying the same gives an added value to the activities and, you know, makes them all the more significant to the children. So it will be leading by example if the parents get involved in the various events that are on.
Yeah, and I think as well that it inspires them maybe to do little things themselves within their own little pockets of area, which I've seen happening in areas as well.
Yeah, I've seen the parents they're very, there's a cohort parents that are just so supportive of their children in the arts. They will scrape and save to allow their children to do classes in art, music, dance, gym, you know, football. And I just admire them so much for that. You know, yeah, if a child experiences or expresses an interest, the parents will make it happen.
Well, I've always felt as well that, especially with music, that no matter what kids are doing, you get them involved. I don't care what the instrument is. It can be a set of drums, it can be a trumpet, it can be a bagpipes, which I hate, or whatever it can be. But once they can get to... Because people talk about mental health now so much, and they want to talk about it more. But I think sports is always the one that was pushed forward. But I think music as well as the sport, because you can be indoors and you can express yourself any way you like on any particular instrument. And I think that's why it's so important.
That's right. Yeah, we've been really lucky in the school this year. We have had a group led by a man called Kieran and Sean, who are running a class, a group, an after-school group for the girls of the area. They're targeting young girls from 4 to 8 in sports, which they have been kind of neglected in that area, that particular group, hurling, camogie, I think, and karate. And they're offering this programme of 20 weeks for after schools on Friday, free of charge. And it's part of a research project in conjunction with UCD.
Oh, that's great.
And this group from Belvedere Football Club. And I'm just really impressed with what they're doing.
And you were saying, I don't know whether you want to mention on air or not, but this is mixed with a tinge of sadness for you, this fest.
Oh, because it's my...
It's not going to be a surprise now, is it?
No, I don't think so. No, I was just saying to Noel before we came on air that this will be my last year in Homeschool Liaison. So
okay.
I'm, you know, delighted with the 6 years I had. I'm really happy, and I'll still be... on staff in the school. I have been there all of my teaching life. I've been in Darndale School, so I'm a lifer, as they say. But it's been a great privilege working with the community and with the parents and with the agencies, and to come to events like this has been such a thrill. And I wish my successor the very best of luck. I know she'll bring great qualities to the position next year.
Okay, I say no matter what happens, you'll still be involved in some way, even if it's only on the periphery.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all kicking. Give us all the details again when it's kicking off.
Okay. I just want to mention a few things that the children will be doing in the school. We had a group last year. It was one of the most popular events we had, was a samba drumming. A guy called Kieran Galler, who does this samba drumming group with children. And I hope we'll have parents involved in that, because that is thrilling to see. He looks at one with the drums, these huge kettle drums and different drums. And I've never seen anyone teach people with that level of expertise, where they are actually performing by the end of a session with them. It's extraordinary. It would be a great activity for the young teens if they would get involved as well.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. I'm very grateful to NCAD, the National College of Art and Design. There are a couple of students coming out to help us to work, even though college is finished, and it was very difficult to get anybody from the colleges. This is one disadvantage of the summer. The summer schedule for Arts Week. These girls are coming out, a couple of girls from NCAD, to do a graffiti wall with the children of both schools, and with the children they're going to do a print workshop and a paper making workshop.
Okay.
So they've been very cooperative, and I thank them for that, the coordinator there. We have a group called Simply Music coming out to teach the kids about instruments, various instruments, and give them little workshops. We have a storyteller coming out, Joseph O'Malley, coming to Jigsaw. And Jigsaw, the early childhood education centre in Darndale, will be also running in conjunction with the schools, running everything that we have that I'm mentioning here. We have a group called, I think it's Pupa Puppets or Pupa, I think, Puppets. And we have hip-hop dancing. We have Wassa Wassa drumming. And we have a trip to Fighting Words. And the last thing I want to thank very much, you may remember the Mike Project that ran was running in Darndale.
Yeah, yeah.
They were, I would really dearly love to see that re-emerge somewhere down the road. But Emma and Mark from the Mike Project, I contacted them last week to mention the Arts Week, and they immediately signed up. So I want to thank them publicly for that, because they came last year or November and did a sound workshop with the children of the senior school, which was a hit.
Yeah, was that purely because of funding that the Mike Project finished?
I think so. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I was really sad to see that.
Yeah, it was terrific, terrific.
It was a great project.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And I'd love to see it reemerge someday because it offered a training in the arts. You know, there's...
And everything to do with the arts, no matter what, radio or stand-up or music in any sense, every shape or form, which was very sad when I heard that it had gone. So maybe you're right. Maybe let's hope maybe someone will give it a boost and bring it back.
But they came back, you know, they agreed to come back and there's nothing in it for them. They're just coming out of pure generosity of spirit. And that is the spirit behind a lot of the volunteering acts coming in to help us out with the Arts Fest.
Finally, I think you mentioned there, and I'd love to see the kids on the look on the kids' faces when this lady comes in to talk about the tenements. Because they will have no idea what she's talking about.
You know, that's
and they
really
will be, I think, disbelief. Of course, unless they saw it. I don't know, Angela's Ashes or something.
That's a very good point. And I know this book was written by a man and his daughter works in the New Life Centre and she he gave a talk last year about the tenements to the community and I don't think we brought it to the school. Mm-hmm. So that's a great idea. Yeah. We absolutely should invite him into the school to talk. Yeah. He was giving a talk to the community. So I think that would be, I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Because
the thing with me is that all you have to do is to go in and look around some of the Georgian houses and say they were, you know, possibly tenements in their day, just done up again now.
That's right.
I mean, there was not much difference in there because that's what they originally were. So,
do you know there's a house on, is it Fitzwilliam Square? Mm-hmm. That is the EBS or ESB, is
yeah,
it?
That's right.
ESB.
Yeah.
And it's the one Georgian house that was left when they knocked the rest of the square and this was their compensation.
Really?
But it is restored as it would have been in the 1800s and it's almost free. It's almost free entry and we used to always bring the kids into that.
Really?
To give them a sense of the past.
So then they won't be looking in amazement. They'll know where the tenement is.
Well, it would be a great link to the tenement talk.
Yeah,
this is a whole new batch.
Absolutely.
Remember the new kids every year?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know?
Terrific, terrific. Okay, Dorina, that's all kicking off on the 18th of June and look forward to that. And of course, Mark will be up there on the Friday.
Yeah.
I'm doing a live link up with me here on the Friday, the
18th. Yes, and I want to thank Near FM for your support.
You've been so supportive,
and Near FM and Near TV as well. They came last year and that's available, the segment they did, a piece on Arts Week. It's thrilling and it's absolutely
you must have saw you and said we have to get her on TV.
Thank you very much because you're saying all the right things today. No, you were up before your breakfast. But they did a great job and I want to thank them too. They that piece is available on probably YouTube or Google. You could Google Near TV. But the Arts Week itself happens from the 18th and the 19th of June, our Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. That's the heart of the Community Arts Week. But it will actually run for the whole week in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking to parents and giving them the information personally before that.
Okay, and everything is free, as you mentioned there before. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a great term of the year for that. Anyway, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I'm sure I'm going to be talking to you again, Dorina. But for the moment, thank you very much.
Thank
That's
you
Dorina
very much.
Scholdice. Organiser of the Darndale Arts Fest, which begins on June the 18th.